You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Revelation chapter 9, verse 1 to 6. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God on their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. You know, sometimes people are scared of reading the book of Revelation, but it's such a blessed book. It's a book of judgment. But you see, judgment is positive. My brother went to court, and finally the judge dismissed the case and wrote a judgment. He took that judgment to his workplace. He would have been sacked if he didn't get that judgment to his workplace. That judgment saved his job. But some people were judged and were sentenced to life imprisonment or to death. Judgment is a reward of what you have done. Now, in the book of Revelation, you will see the persecution of the church, of those who believe in Christ. But at the same time, you will now see the judgment of God. That judgment of God upon the sinful world is not against the children of God. Actually, we are exempted from the judgment of God. It is against those who have refused God. And there are 7 seals, 7 thunders, 7 vials. You know, those judgments that are 7, 7, 7, 7, I think there are 4 of them. They carry the wrath of God. One of the 7 is the 7th trumpet, the 7th trumpet. And those 7 trumpets, we read in the book of Revelation chapter 9, verse 1, that the 5th angel sounded. So there are 7 trumpets, and they have been sounded one after the other. When the 5th one was sounded was when these locusts were released on earth, and they were to torment men. Now, in verse 6, where we stopped, he says that, and in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. If there's one thing men fear and they run away from, is death. They don't want to die. If there's now a situation that makes men to desire death, you see, I have been in pain before, and the pain was so intense, I was praying to die. When you see men praying for death, it means they are in a situation that is far worse than life. And that is the situation they will be for months, not for days. I was in pain for days, but they are going to be in pain for 5 months. But you see, he said, those men who have not the seal of God upon their head, the Holy Spirit is our seal. Today, I want to plead with you. Make right with God by accepting Jesus Christ, by receiving this free gift of salvation, by repenting of your sins and placing your faith in Jesus Christ. He only can actually save you from sin. He only can deliver you. He only will keep you from the judgment to come. Don't waste time. Don't waste your day. Repent today. What is coming on earth, brethren, is terrible. It's terrible not to be on the Lord's side. And I'm praying that today you are going to be on the Lord's side. This is not the days to play with sin. This is not the day to say, let me go and try a little sin and come back. This is not the day to sit on the fence. If you are sitting on the fence, you are in Satan's camp, because you are either for him or you are against him. So if you are sitting on the fence, it's a clear indication that you are on Satan's side. This is not the time to play with sin, brothers and sisters. This is not time to be hypocrite. You are living in sin and pretending before everybody that you are also a child of God. You are deceiving yourself. The locust knows those who are not of God. They know those who do not belong to God. And they will stink those who do not belong to God. Judgment is coming. You may say, well, it may not come now. It may not come. Nobody knows. What is most important is, while it is called today, repent, hearken to the voice of the Lord. Jesus is available to reconcile you to the Father, so that there will be peace before you and the Father. And you will not be an object of the wrath of God. Jesus came to save us from the wrath of God. Today you can be saved. You can repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved from the wrath to come. You have been warned. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.